Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are on another beautiful Saturday, and it's Memorial Day weekend, so that means we must display the flag in front of our house.
That's right, and it's not just another day to barbecue. You want to celebrate the men and women that gave their lives for this country, and that's what it's all about.
Very important. So have fun, but make sure you display that flag. There's nothing like going down a street, any residential street, and just seeing flag after flag after flag. It's right. It's a beautiful sight.
Yeah.
So make sure that happens. And starting this morning, if you did forget, why not? It's Saturday. Put it out for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and you will pay those respects and still have a lovely weekend. And that's what we are all about. It's going to be a very high travel weekend.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on the road.
Gas prices are relatively easy right now, and they say that many, many people are going to get out there and drive around. Are there any car shows? Anything happening?
Oh, I know we got the Fire Island Grill on Madera Road right behind Tommy's Burgers. I don't think there's any show tomorrow, and I don't think there's anything on Memorial Day. What I always go to Memorial Day, I go to Pierce Brothers. They have the big Memorial Day service, and they have the flyover. The planes fly over, and then we have the doves. And the Marine Corps is there, the band's there, it's packed. It's really nice. And it starts about 10 o'clock there on Lindero Canyon, right next to Costco. So hopefully we'll see you out there Monday. It's a great turnout.
Yeah, beautiful celebration. So take those in your community and pay respects by displaying that American flag. 7 years going on age. We celebrated that big 7-year anniversary a couple of months ago, I think, or thereabouts.
Yeah.
So now here we are having some fun going into the 8th year with a brand new way. By the way, we're on at 5 a.m. too for you early birds.
Yeah.
Really early birds.
I know.
But we have them here. We have people that love to wake up early.
Yeah. And, you know, I have gotten some calls, like I told you. You know, of course, I'm not answering at 5 a.m., but they leave a message on my voicemail, and then when I get up, I call them. But, yeah, there's a lot of listeners that do get up early. And they're not just farmers either. Somebody said, oh, only farmers get up that early. No, a lot of people get up that early.
A lot of gardeners.
Sorry.
And the smaller rung, a little lower, but still passionate about their house. But people like to wake up, get the day started.
You get up early, for sure.
I get up very early. Even on Saturday, I get up at around 5 a.m.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you slept in.
Around 5 a.m. Yeah, well, 2:30, 45 is what I usually wake up at. But that's another story for a different time. You have this brand new thing you're doing now for many, many years, 7 years, we went out to dinners together,
yeah.
And you bought a large group of people dinner, and then you talked to them prior to dinner and told them all about your plan on how you make their money safe. But now you have a nice little twist to it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, I've been feeding people for over 9 years, and at the public workshops, either the dinners or the lunches, and I realized that not everybody wants to come to a public dinner. You know, they just, for whatever reason, they don't want to come. So what I've decided to do is I've decided if you'll meet with me on a one-on-one, you know, and make sure that I can help you and see if it makes sense to put your money in a safer place, that type of stuff, I'll go ahead and give you, with a no obligation to purchase anything, a $100 gift card. You can still have dinner on me, but you can have it at your own leisure whenever you want to. Now, to get that gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you must have some immediate money that you want to keep 100% safe and never, ever lose again. You know, with me, you participate in the upside of the market, never the downside. And guess what? I can also give you a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And, you know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? Okay, think about this. You're paying fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, all those companies. They have to live too, and that's how they make their money, charging you fees, and that comes out of your returns. Well, with me, we don't do that, you know. So you're going to stop the fees with your financial planner. You're going to stop the risk. What do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, anything you can lose, oil, gas, anything you can lose your principal, your gains, and you're paying fees in. Okay. So if you'd like to get that gift card, give me a call, 660-1313. At 660-1313. We'll do a one-on-one. Then you have dinner on your own. And I think it's a win-win. This way, you're still going to get what I do at the dinners, and you're still going to have a meal, you and your family, and it's great. So hopefully we'll get together.
And it's so easy. Why not?
Yeah, last 3 weeks, I've had several people that have called.
Learned some
appointments. Yeah,
learned something.
Can't hurt you.
That's it.
My dad used to say, unless you're learning every day, you're probably dead. So, you know. Oh, and knowledge is power.
It is, yeah. Every single
get
time.
Powered. Yeah.
More conversations you can have, the better.
Sure.
And that's what you do with Ron Grant. So 660-1313 for Ron. We are here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We will be back in 1 minute. Make sure you get that pen, that paper. You're going to want to take some notes.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist Show. This is the Safer Money Solutions Show, because that's what it's all about.
Yep, finding the right solution for you to help you.
And there's many. It's like you say, not cookie cutter. You've got to talk to the people, find out what their needs are. Do they want to stay in Southern California?
Right.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, because it costs more money to live here.
Yeah, it certainly does, as it should, because it's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
And don't forget to display that American flag today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Memorial Day.
Actually, you know, I run mine 24/7. All you really need is a little uplight. They're like $9 and something, and you put the uplight on. That's solar. And as long as you have the uplight, not a downlight, keep the uplight on. You can run your flag 24/7. Now, when it's really bad and windy and stormy, I take it down. But you know what? It's nice. In fact, my church, the Boy Scouts in the church, they get rid of the flags for you. You know, they used to be,
yeah.
You could go over to
mm-hmm.
Pierce Brothers Mortuary, and they got rid of them. I think the VFW here in town does it. So
yeah, there's many, and you have to do it properly.
It's got to be done.
And many
properly,
flag stores will also make sure it gets dispatched. We took one of our flags when we bought a new American flag for our house. We brought the old one there, and they said, "Yep, absolutely."
Oh, that's cool.
And they handle it that
good
way
to
too,
know.
Because there is a proper way.
Yes, there
to
is.
Dispose of the flag.
Yeah.
Let's get into the show here. First of all, always like to talk about yours. We talk about you being on the air here for 7 years. How long have you been helping people keep their money safe?
Well, you know, basically, I'm going to go back a little bit further. You know, I used to own a mortgage company. I used to own Camarillo Mortgage, and I was doing first and second trust deeds, you know, for people. You know, my dad had a stroke. They found my dad laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days, and he was paralyzed on the left side. Neighbor didn't see the blinds go back and forth, and so they called the sheriff. My dad lived in Newhall, and the sheriff kind of looked in, saw my dad laying down on the floor, busted through the door jamb, took it out. Took him up to Henry Mayo Hospital. My dad lived 8 years in a nursing home. You know, doctor said your dad could live a day, he could live 10 years. We don't know, but he did live 8 years. We first brought him when we lived in North Oxnard. We brought him over to Glenwood on C Street. Really wasn't happy there, so we brought him over here to Ventura, to Victoria Care. And, of course, that's where he passed away. I started helping people, you know, with mortgages. You know, I used to be in the mortgage business a long time ago. And, you know, then when my dad had the stroke, I started looking and seeing, you know, why was my dad, he was a pretty smart man, why did he not have some insurance to kind of cover this type of stuff? And we know it is long-term care insurance. And so I couldn't help my dad, so I had to try to help everybody else. And I got started in long-term care insurance. 96, I got licensed, and I worked for a company called GE. Well, actually, it was Amex Life. Then it became GE. Then it became GE Capital. Then it became Genworth, and now it's Genworth Financial. And I started helping people. And then the end of 07, maybe the top of 08, I realized that all the people that I had helped protect, you know, their assets with long-term care insurance, they were still in risk. Now, what do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, oil, gas, anything you can lose principal and gains in, anything you're paying fees that take away from your return in. So I started helping the people that I'd helped with long-term care insurance protect their assets with safety. And that's what I've been doing. I'm helping them safe. They sleep at night. You know, back in 08 when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got zeros. And frankly, a zero is always better than a loss. And when I, you know, I got them a zero, I was the hero. I got cookie baskets and thank you cards for not losing my clients any money. You know, I don't want to lose my money either. I'm too old, you know. So I have three of these index-linked accounts for my retirement. That's where my money is. No stocks, no bonds, no mutual funds. Though I did buy a month and a half ago, or maybe 2 months ago, I bought some cannabis stock because I think with the states approving legalization of marijuana, I think these big pharmaceutical companies are going to get involved. And I took, you know, $1,200 or $1,300, just, you know, some side money, nothing to do with my retirement money. That's, I don't gamble with my retirement money. And that's what I did. But I started helping people protect their assets. And that's kind of really how I got into doing this, helping people, you know, from the clients that I had talked to about helping them with the long-term care. Because, you know, they were paying a premium to protect their assets and give them freedom to choose where they get care. And so I just didn't understand, well, yeah, but where's your money? Where's your dignity money? Where's the money you got to live on? Oh, it's in my 401k. Well, we know 401ks are risky. You know, 401k was never ever even designed to be a retirement plan. It was designed to be a savings plan. You know, you have a three-legged stool, pension, Social Security, and savings. And that's basically what it is, you know. And, of course, the stuff that I help my clients with is the foundation. You know, we build the foundation just like any foundation should be strong. And then you build the walls and you go up from there, or the house. And that's what I do for my clients. So if you would like that also, if you would like to sleep at night, get a reasonable range of return, have access to 10% of your money penalty-free each and every year, or maybe a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, and when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. That's what I do. That's how I help my clients. We're never in risk. We're never in Wall Street, but we get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, just never the downside. So give me a call, 660-1313, and let me help you.
Now that we've talked about how long you've been helping people, let's look at how people can find out more about Ron Grant. How do they check you out?
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this for many years, Spence, and I think it's very, very important that if you're working with anybody, not just touching your money, but you know, you got a contractor coming over to your house, or you're looking for a new doctor, a new dentist, you need to do some research because you know, where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you, and you need to do your own due diligence. Even if your guy or your gal is with Morgan Stanley or, you know, Bank of America or any of these brokerage houses or banks, you need to be checking these people out on a regular basis, at least twice a year, because they hold their own license. You know, I've met many clients throughout the years, and there are sometimes people, their financial planner or stockbroker couldn't do business with them for whatever reason. You know, I don't know. But here's the thing. What if someone has done some bad things? And, you know, we've talked about this. We've had people last year, and we've had people this year. The gentleman in Oxnard was arrested for bilking people out of lots of money. The one last year, the guy in Newbury Park, he was saying he was a financial planner, a stockbroker. Nobody bothered to check the guy out. Boom. What happened? He suckered a lot of seniors and took their life savings. And now he's in prison, which is where he should be. You know, look at Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff had a business, wore $6,000 suits, had a multi-million dollar office. He took a lot of people's money. You need to do the research, folks. You need to check these people out. I would be checking my financial planner, my stockbroker, my insurance agent out at least twice a year. Now, what you can do with me is you can go on my website. My main site is safermoneyspecialist.com. And up top, there's some buttons, and one of the buttons is ways to check out Ronald Grant. The first thing you're going to see is my mission statement and my philosophy on business. And I think if anybody's going to work with you, you should know those two things. And then I have a short bio on my daughters and I, past president of the Camarillo Chamber of Commerce. I'm a past Rotarian. I used to sit on Assemblyman Tony Strickland's insurance committee here in Ventura County, past president of a group called Senior Nutrition Action Council. We feed the seniors here at site locations and Meals on Wheels. I'm in nonprofit car clubs. You know, I've sat on the board of the Apple Excellence Awards with the Camarillo Healthcare District. These are some things that you should be checking out before you want to do business with me. And then there's ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first way is through the California Department of Insurance, because I'm licensed through California. I'm licensed in multiple states, but we're talking about California. And there's a bullet point by bullet point way to check me out. Got my name there. It's got my license number there. You submit a query on the website. What are you going to find? Well, first of all, you're going to see the companies that I'm appointed with to help you. See, I don't work for a company. I work for the client. I own my own company. You know, I'm not a captive agent, and, you know, I don't do what these companies want me to do. I do what the client, what it needs to be done for the client. Now, here's the thing. What else are you going to find? You're going to see, has my license current? Has my continuing education courses stayed current? Have I ever been reprimanded by the state of California Department of Insurance for anything? Have there been any consumer complaints against me? And how were those handled? These are things that are important, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be doing that to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent. If they're a financial planner, they're licensed through FINRA, you know, you check them out through FINRA.org. But the situation is you should be checking these people out. Under the Insurance Commission on that webpage, you're going to see the National Ethics Association. I'm a proud member of the NEA, been a member for many years. They've done their due diligence on criminal and credit background. And you can check me out through them also. And it's important that you do that because it's your money. You need to do that. I can't tell you how I meet with 4 to 5 new people a day. And I can't tell you how many people just willy-nilly give their financial planner, their stockbroker, oh, do this. Oh, go do that. Oh, go do that. They haven't done their due diligence. You need to stay on top of this stuff. Folks, it's your money. Have some skin in the game. Other than just your money, you need to do some research and ask the questions. Find out. Get the right answers from these people. And if you don't get the answers, what should you do? Leave their office or ask them to leave your home. Because you need to make an informed, educated decision on how to keep your money safe and what to do with it. You know, especially if you're getting ready to retire here real soon. Okay, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade. Remember that. Almost 50%. And they're getting poised to do it for again. I know the market's up. And you know what? The majority of you out there who have bought or in the market always buy high and sell low. Why don't you sell now while you're up? You know, Las Vegas has a kind of an unwritten rule. When you're working on the money of the casino, take it off the table and go. They didn't build those casinos on your winnings. They built them on your losses. And if you don't believe me, find the movie The Wolf of Wall Street or read the book. It's pretty true to nature. So give me a call, 660-1313. You can stop by my websites. I have two of them. My main site is safermoneyspecialist.com. And my other one is wantincomeforlife.com. And there's a little 1-minute video up there I'd like you to take a peek at. And then you can download the free book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. I'm now getting 5 to 6 people a week downloading that book because they know that retirement income is very important. Okay. And remember, when you're setting in your 401k, your IRA, your 457 plan, your 403b, you are in risk. And risk will wipe you out in the long run. So call me.
660-1313. It's that easy. Now let's get into the products that you offer people and provide. How do the safe products work that you and Ricky offer?
Yeah, they're pretty simple. And, you know, people say, well, I've heard that before. But this is really, really simple. There's only two caveats, okay? The first one is time. You need to sign up for a period of time. And the very best ones, in my book, you know, are between 6 and 10 years. There's some at 12 years and 15 years, etc. But I like the shorter ones for most people. Now, I have a lot of teachers that I work with, LAUSD and up here in Ventura County, some Santa Barbara County teachers. And some of those teachers are going to work for another 8-9 years. There's some other products out there that have a 14-year surrender charge, but they pay a bonus. A bonus is a thank you for moving your money over. They pay that for 7 years, and that fits in their window really nice. But for most people, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, You know, I've got 80-year-olds buying 10-year products, and people say, well, why would an 80-year-old want to buy a 10-year product? Well, they want a reasonable range of return, don't they? Don't they want to get a guaranteed lifetime income maybe or take 10% penalty free? They don't want to lose their principal or their gains either, do they? And when they pass away, what do they want to do with the money? What is it earmarked for? Their beneficiaries. It's very simple. The second caveat that we have to be cognizant of, is a cap, ceiling caps. Now, if I'm sitting in your kitchen or you're sitting in my office, there's a ceiling above us, and I can only jump up so high. But if I could go that high, I'm going to hit my head. So we have caps, and each and every year the caps can change. Right now the caps are between 22 and 29%. We're not going to hold our breath on that because the market is still crazy. I mean, you know, I know it's been up, but we're up, we're down, we're sideways. You know, we don't know what the guy in Korea is going to do. We don't know what Putin's going to do. We don't know. You know, we've only just had a little over 100 days of the new sheriff in town. We don't know what's going to happen here. So that's the situation. But when the market goes up, we get to participate in some of that upside. We just don't participate in any of the downside. And that's the beauty of it. If you're retired or getting ready to retire, I do not know why you are still in the Wall Street casino. I know that seniors are under siege right now. There's no place to put their money, they think. You know, they can't do a CD. CDs aren't paying diddly. You know, even when CDs were paying 4%, you didn't make any money. Why? Somebody says, no, I made money. Well, if inflation is 3 and you need to pay taxes on it because you get 1099'd on it, how are you making money even at 4%? No, you're not. You're either breaking even or losing. And I don't know anybody that just wants to go in and tread water. It doesn't make any sense to me. And then finally, I can offer a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Your 401k can't do that for you. You're up, you're down, you're sideways. You know, that's a situation. Now, some of you have a pension at work. Some of you who are getting bought out, especially Frontier. I picked up a lot of Frontier clients right now. I did used to do a lot of Verizon clients. But you're offered that. They're going to say, well, let's put it in this annuity. The problem is you have no access to the principal with them, where you do with me. Caps are higher with me. There's bonuses that you won't get with the pension. So call me before you sign on the dotted line on that. Plus, your beneficiaries are going to get what's left in the account with me. And in some cases, you won't get that with the Frontier or the Verizon or some of your pensions at your company. And again, we have to look at the specific wording, but that's pretty much what I'm seeing when I'm helping people move their money out of there and making it in a safer place and in the major insurance companies that have been around a long time doing index linked accounts. But that's what I do. That's how I help people get their money safe and protected, that they can't lose their principal, they can't lose any gains, as long as they follow the rules. Now, what are the rules? Well, you can take out 10% penalty-free each and every year starting your first anniversary. So you do sign up for a period of time, as I said. But how about your cell phone? You signed up for a period of time with them, a year, 2 years, whatever. How about CDs? If you ever own CDs, you go to the bank, you give them the money for 3 or 4 years. If you break that contract, what happens? They're going to charge you a penalty. What happens on your cell phone? Signed up for a 2-year contract with Verizon or Sprint or AT&T or whatever. And you say, you know what, in 6 months, I want out. You're going to pay a penalty. Well, with the index-linked accounts, there's a surrender charge. What's the difference between a surrender charge and a penalty? Verbiage. That's it. But the nice thing about what I do is the surrender charges are declining. So the surrender charge will be higher in the first few years than it will in the last few years. But you always have access to 10% of your money penalty-free. You just have to wait 12 months to do that. Okay? The other thing is, you might want to take a guaranteed lifetime income. You may not. It's up to you. I have companies that offer both. I have companies that offer just the penalty-free. It's up to you. See, this is not cookie-cutter. Spence has said it many times. This is not a cookie-cutter type of product. And the nice thing about it is we're never in the market, the stock market. We're tied to indexes. S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones Industrial, the Hang Seng, the FTSE, the Euro, the Barclays Dynamic Balance, the Russell 2000, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if it makes sense to you to keep your dignity money, the money you have to live on, I guess if you lost it, you could move in with your kids. I don't know. That's something, you know, I'm not privy to. But you know what? Why would you want to? Why would you want to lose your hard-earned money in Wall Street when you can participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the down? I'm giving you a win-win situation here. Been around a long time. I think they've been around 29 years. No one has ever lost a penny in an index-linked account. So call me, 660-1313, and let me help you.
Again, if you didn't grab that pad, something to write on, and a pen, what are you thinking? You got to give that a look-see there at the house, because Ron is going to give you some great information coming up in just moments, 60 seconds away. More with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist on KVTA.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And welcome back to the Safer Money Solution Show. It is Ron Grant over there, me, Spence, on this side of the radio.
There you go.
And we are here with the brand new dinner gift card promo that you have. Tell the folks out there how this works.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I've been feeding nice people for the last 9 years at my public workshops. You know, I mean, I do a dinner. I talk about education. I talk about the index-linked accounts. And I realize that there's a lot of people out there that just won't come to a public workshop, you know, especially a lot of my radio clients. They said, well, that's the reason you're here. We're here on your radio. We want you to help us, and we don't want to go to those dinners. And a lot of you could probably eat out there five nights a week because everybody and their mother is doing dinners. But here's the thing. Some people just won't go to a dinner. So if you sit down with me on a one-on-one, let me see if I can help you keep that money safe and protected. Okay, that's nice. And with no obligation to you, I'll give you a $100 gift card. You can still have dinner on me, but at your own leisure and with your family, whatever you want to do. You don't have to come to a public workshop. Now, to qualify for the gift card, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you need to have some immediate money that you want to keep 100% safe and never, ever lose again. See, we participate in the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. And we don't pay any of those pesky fees that your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company is charging you that takes away from your returns. Okay? It's that simple. Also, I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you if you would like. Or we can get you 10% penalty free, whichever you want. That's basically it. So if you meet with me, we do a one-on-one, then you have dinner on your own. It's cool. Give me a call, 660-1313. That's 660-1313. Or you can go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. I have some great third-party educational information there. There's a little, if you have a 401k or 403b, et cetera, you need to take a look at this. This is a 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. It's up top on my website towards me on the microphone. It's in it's red printing. Click onto it, and you will see it. I mean, the hair of the back of your neck is going to be standing up if you own one of those. But take a look at it. And then down almost in the middle of the page, there's a little four-minute video on how your financial planner and your stockbroker is finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job of helping you with your retirement. There's a couple good independent videos you might want to take a peek at. But give me a call, 660-1313, and let me help you.
Now, your show is about choices, and let's get to those choices right now that you and Ricky offer to people to protect their principal and their gains and even help them receive a guaranteed lifetime income.
Yeah, we got the top three here. And we'll start out with the first one. It's an 8-year product. If you have a qualified product, which is a retirement, a 401k, et cetera, IRA, you can get in as little as $10,000. That's the minimum that the insurance company requires. Has nothing to do with my requirement. There are no fees unless you break the contract early or take more than 10%. Okay, if you don't do either one of those, you're not going to have any problem. For the first 5 years, this company will give you a 4% bonus. Now, what is a bonus? It's a thank you for moving your money over. When I was a little guy, my grandma took me to Bank of America. We used to live in North Hollywood in the San Fernando Valley. And the lady said, thank you, Mrs. Grant, for opening up a passbook account. We'd like to give you a gift. And so they gave my grandma a chrome toaster. And it was kind of cool because I got to carry the toaster around all day long. My grandma took me to lunch. It was great. Well, these companies will give you a 4% bonus. So if you move over $100,000, you have immediately $104,000 working from the insurance company. And the beautiful thing about this is for the next 5 years, anything you add to your retirement plan or non-retirement plan, do both, you'll get another 4%. Now, if you have a non-retirement plan, maybe you sold the house or sold the boat or you earned the money and paid taxes on it already, that's called non-qualified, $20,000 minimum to get into that, okay? The next one we have is a 10-year, just a couple years longer, $20,000 minimum, whether it's a retirement plan or a non-retirement plan. A few more choices as far as indexes to choose, but they're still out there, so still good. You can take out 10% of your penalty free. Remember, you got to wait 12 months to do that. And they will also give you a bonus, a 4% bonus, but they'll only give it to you for the first 12 months. Okay. That's how that one works. And then the number one product out there, in my opinion, I write about 4 or 5 of these a week now. It's an excellent product, especially for income producing people. And I say that because the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? So it's a 10-year product. Okay, it's $20,000 to get in, whether it's an IRA, 401k, et cetera, that's called qualified money, or non-qualified money, $20,000. No fees, as long as you don't break the contract early, okay? You can take out 10% of your penalty free. And the nice thing about this product, because it is an income-producing product, the first year, the first 12 months that you put your money in initially, and you can add to it, they're going to give you a 20% bonus. So let's go back to that example that I used earlier. You put $100,000 in. Immediately, when I bring the contract back, you'll have $120,000 in there that's working. And every penny that you add to it for the next 12 months, you're going to get another 20% bonus. But that's not the best part to this product. The best part to this product is they have a 50% bonus for the next 10 years because it's a 10-year product. And this is how it works. Let's assume for your contract year, which would be May of 2017 to May of 2018. And let's assume that you're in the Standard & Poor's 500. There's many different indexes that this company offers, but let's assume that you're in that one because that's the most common one that everyone knows. Assume that it returns 4% for your contract year, not for the calendar year, but for your contract year. This company will take 50% of 4, which is 2. They'll take the 2 and the 4 together, which makes 6. So for that year, you got a 6% bonus, which is pretty nice. Now, here's the caveat to that product. There's always, it's always a give and a take. There is no free lunch. After 10 years, anytime after 10 years, it could be 10 years in one day. It could be 11 years, 12 years. It doesn't matter. You just have to wait 10 years. It's pretty simple. This is the rules. Wait 10 years and then take income. See, there's two ways to take money out of these index products. Well, actually, all annuities. I shouldn't say all annuities, but the variable and the index. This is the two ways that you can take it out. You can take it out as a pension, an income, or you can take it out as 10% penalty-free withdrawal. As long as you start an income stream, a pension, after 10 years, you will get that 50% bonus and that 20% bonus. You'll get to keep all that. And I got to tell you something. Every year on your statement, you will see with the bonus and without the bonus. And I got to tell you something. Everyone loves that bonus because it's compounding. It's powerful. It's very powerful. Now, if you don't take income after 10 years, it's okay. They're not going to be mad at you. They're not going to yell at you. but they're going to take those bonuses back from you. And you're going to get just what you earned in the index, okay, which is somewhere between 4 to 6, 4 to 8 over the life of the contract. Some years you'll do better. Some years you'll do worse, but you're never going to lose. And I always like this analogy that the brokers tell you, you know, and I met with a client a couple weeks ago, and they said, you know, and I heard the conversation between him and his broker because we were getting ready to transfer money away from one of the brokerage firms. And I said, yeah, but you've been making 5%. You've been making 5%. That's all the guy kept saying. And he said, yes, but that's not net of fees. I'm making barely 2% after I'm paying your fees. 2.5, I think it was. But you're making 5%. No, we're not making 5%. Guys and gals, I got to tell you something. Net of fees, 4 to 6, 4 to 7, 4 to 8, depending on what index you go in. Remember, we have no fees, providing you don't break the contract early. You don't take more than 10%. Now, there are some companies out there that offer you these income riders. And a rider is a rider, it's just like it says, it rides on top of the policy, that has a fee for that income rider. I'm not disputing that. However, if you want income, and there's companies that offer you an income rider without a fee, well, let's look at that first before we put our money out on a fee, all right? So this is the number one product out there. It's a fabulous product. This company's been around 125 years. They're very strong. They're very solvent. They own a lot of companies. They're you know what? They're the gold standard of indexed annuities, in my opinion. And this is all I do. You know, I do a little bit of long-term care, of course. But the bottom line is, if you would like to sleep at night knowing that your hard-earned money is safe and protected and guaranteed by major insurance companies, get a reasonable range of return, have access to 10% of your money penalty-free, or a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, and when you've passed away, your beneficiaries, whoever that may be, will get the balance. You see, some of these products out there keep your money when you're dead. Your pensions, some of that stuff goes away, okay? Not with me. I deal with these independent companies, and this is not how they work. So give me a call, 660-1313. Let me sit down. I do make house calls if you like. I have a concierge service. We'll sit down. You know, I need about 15, 20 minutes of your time to see if I can help you. And if I can, we'll take all the time we need to get that money safe and protected for you.
Now, usually during the show, sometime in the program, we talk about long-term care. Now is the time. Let's start off with some of those long-term care myths.
Yeah, and you know, for over years, you guys have heard me on the radio, or maybe you've been to some of my dinners, you know the story about my dad. If you haven't, I'll tell you. You know, my dad worked for over 45 years, and upon retiring, had everything, including his home, his car paid for. He had every type of insurance under the sun, car insurance, health insurance, life insurance, earthquake insurance, you know, but he didn't have long-term care insurance. And I don't know why he didn't have it, but he didn't. Anyway, he had a major stroke. He lost everything he worked for over 45 years. We had to deplete it. And I'll tell you something, it was tough seeing my dad go through this because he worked so hard for everything he got. And it was terrible. So I couldn't help my dad, so I started doing research. And as I said earlier in the show, I found a company called MX Life, which then became Genworth Financial. And I was there about 9 months, and I realized that one company, being a captive agent is really, in my opinion, not right for everybody. I'm an independent person. I work with all kinds of companies to help my clients. And that's the stuff we want to do because we want to make sure we get the right company for the right client. You know, it's not cookie cutter. So here's a question for you out there. Do you have enough saved to pay for long-term care services out of your pocket? And we're going to talk about costs in a minute, and it's going to astound you. Will you be able to access the funds when you need them? Will you have to sell some of your assets? If so, which assets will you sell? And will paying for long-term care services mean you'll have to forgo your plans for retirement? Also, and this is a biggie, will you become a burden to your children? Yeah, these are some things that you need to talk to your spouse about and your family about because it's important. But here's some myths, and I always love this. Oh, Medicare is going to pick up my long-term care costs. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't need a policy. Okay, well, let's talk about it. Medicare pays for less than 5% of care, long-term care costs, and it must be skilled care. What does skilled mean? It means you're deemed to get better. Feeding tube, physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy. Guess what? Any of us that are over age 65, Medicare gives us 100 days out of our lifetime. And they pick up the first 20 days on them at a zero-day deductible to you and I. However, it must be skilled care. You see, the next 80 days you have a copay. If it is skilled care, it's about $190 a day right now. That's a lot. That's a chunk of change. But guess what? 95% of the people that are receiving care in a nursing home is custodial care. Medicare has never picked up anything of custodial care and never will. What is it? It's everything we all have either done today or will do today. Eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, continence, transferring. All that. This is it. Walking. Medicare does not pay for it. So who will need long-term care? You're sitting at a table and go, not me. Guy next door to me is going to need it, but it ain't going to happen to me. Well, guess what? 70% of the people over age 65 will need some care. Average man, 2.5 years. My dad was in for 8 years. Superman had a lot of long-term care costs. There's people in 20 and 30 years with dementia and quadriplegics and paraplegics. You know, people think, well, it's just for old people. I'm a young guy or young lady. Well, you're driving down Main Street and somebody runs a four-way stop and totals your car and you become a quadriplegic. Yeah, could happen. Who's going to pay for your long-term care costs? See, short-term medical covers you for a little while, but then you're on your own. Boy, you better have deep pockets. Average woman needs care about 3.5 to 4 years. Now, where my dad was in Victoria Care, it was a bachelor's paradise. More women than men. Okay? Cost of care in our area, about $8,500 to $9,000 a month in a mediocre place. You want the top place, you're going to spend about $12,000 a month. Yeah. Assisted care facilities. Now, to be in an assisted care facility, you need to be ambulatory. You need to be able to walk in most cases. And their costs are about $6,500 to $7,000, again, in about a mediocre. And, you know, we have these residential care facilities, you know, and they're like a home licensed for six people. Some of those are right around between four and six, okay? I'm in Leisure Village at least twice a month for long-term care clients to help them. And, you know, some of the people have live-ins, and there's some people that will come out for $3,000 or $4,000 a month and live in your home if you want that. And that's out there also. But that adds up. A lot of you don't have that extra money. You got the house payment, or you got your cars, or you got your insurance, or you got your food, or you got your medication. You haven't planned for it. You see, long-term care is the largest expense you will have, and it's been the least one planned for. Do I transfer the risk to an insurance company or become the blank insurance company? Fill your name in there, the Spence or the Joneses, whatever. Why do you have car insurance, fire insurance, health insurance, life insurance some of us carry? Well, first of all, the state of California mandates that we do have car insurance. Most of us carry higher limits like myself because I'm on the road a lot, and God forbid, you know, I need it. Because there's a cap on all types of insurance, and I don't want somebody to come and sue me and try to take my home and everything else away. But there's a 1 out of 240 chance, 240, that you're going to total your car, but you carry car insurance. How about fire insurance? If you own your own home outright, nobody forces you to have fire insurance or liability. Yeah, it's up to you. But if it burns down, who rebuilds it? You do. And if it, you know, cost maybe around here $500,000, which is not unheard of, that's a chunk of change. So we all carry fire insurance. But there's a 1 out of 1,200 chance our house is going to burn to the ground. What have we done? We've transferred the risk to an insurance company for pennies on the dollar. And since long-term care is the largest risk you face of wiping out your assets and not giving you freedom to choose where you get care, you're self-insuring. Oh, I know you don't think it's going to happen to you. Well, guess what? 20% of us will die in our sleep. I hope I'm 20%, but I've got a policy because my daughters won't change my diapers. I do not want to interrupt their lives to come and take care of me. And I want to stay in my own home, so I have a policy. I don't want to be herded into a nursing home or an assisted care facility. They smell. I want to stay in my own home. That's the facts. See, here's something I've never been able to figure out. I've been doing this since 96. I used to write 30 to 40 policies a month. Don't do that much anymore. I focus more on safer money right now. But why would anyone want to burn through their family legacy at such a rate when they can buy insurance for pennies on the dollar? This has always perplexed me. It's out there. You know about it. True, it's going to cost you some money. But what's the alternative? Self-insuring. Let's hope you die in your sleep. Now, here's a big one. I'm going to just apply for Medi-Cal. I'm going to do a spend down until I have nothing, and then I'm going to pretend I'm poor, even though I've given all my stuff away, so forth and so on. Well, there is a spend down rule. My dad was single, a little different for married couples, but my dad was single, and the threshold for a single person is $2,000. So the car, the cash, the home, everything had to go to $2,000. When he got down to $2,000, I went and applied for Medi-Cal for him over on Telephone Road. And here's the thing. Every year we had to reapply. So if my dad, somebody would have died into my dad's family and left him money, my dad would have had to spend that money down before Medi-Cal would have came in and paid for him. And here's the biggest problem that I see other than the money. What if you're a married couple for 40, 50, 60 years, and one of you does not drive the freeways or long distance or drive at all, and they're the stay-at-home spouse and the sick spouse has to go to a facility? How in the world are they going to see each other and meet without someone taking them to these facilities? And by the way, a Medi-Cal facility in our own area, you may not get a bed. You may have to go to Bakersfield, Santa Barbara, the San Fernando Valley, Palmdale. Who knows? On any given day, if there's no bed available in Ventura County, where will you go? These are the issues that you have to look at, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stress this enough to you. Please do your research. There's two different types of policies. There's a traditional long-term care policy that you buy, pay for monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, or annually. You qualify health-wise. You see, money pays for long-term care, but health buys it. If you're not healthy, you won't get it at all, or you'll pay. It'll be an astronomical cost to you. The other way, and this is what a lot of people are doing right now, if you have some assets, if you don't have any assets, it won't work. But if you have some assets called parked money, we can put that in with an insurance company, a lump sum, whatever that may be. You know, once I do talk to you, I know where to go, and then I can start calling some companies and find out how I can help you. You put a lump sum up, and what do you get for that? Well, you get a lump sum of benefits, long-term care benefits, and you also get a death benefit that's paid to your family tax-free. It's a life insurance policy with a long-term care in it. It's awesome. And a lot of people are doing that now, but I don't know which one's right for you until I sit down and talk to you. And you know what we can do? We can do that. We can do 90% of this over the phone. I get all the information. I need to know height, weight. I need to know prescriptions. What are you taking them for? How long you've been taking them? What is the prognosis of these things? What does the doctor say the outcome is? How about surgeries in the last 5 years? Anything? Smoker, non-smoker. These are things. So once I know that, I can help you. So give me a call, 660-1313. You can go on my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and let me see if I can help you, okay?
Now, when's the best time to buy long-term care?
That's funny. I should be picking the lotto if I know that. Well, I will say, and this is my comeback when people say that to me, when you can. Because when your health changes, you can't buy it at any cost. And it's a shame because, in my opinion, everybody should just be able to buy it, but they just pay more for it. You know, it's going to be based on your age you are today, and it's going to be based on your health and those questions that I was talking about just a minute ago. And that's the situation. So think about this, okay? You're 45 years old, and you're in perfect shape, perfect condition. Blood pressure is great. You don't have a cholesterol or anything else. Now is the perfect time, because even if you pay for this for 20 years, it's still going to be cheaper than waiting until you're 60-something to buy it. And I'll tell you why, because just age alone is going to cost you more, the 20-year wait. Even if you pay for it for 20 years, it's still going to be cheaper than waiting. But what happens if you've gotten an illness or disease, or started taking medications, you know, or you got in an auto accident and became a quadriplegic or a paraplegic or something like that. Folks, please don't wait. If not with me, deal with somebody, but please look at long-term care. It is so important. I can't tell you. I can't stress it enough. 660-1313. Let me do some information over the phone, and then if it makes sense, we'll get together.
Now let's go to the phone line here with Will Hart.
Mr. Will Hart, how's your Saturday going today?
It is going wonderful. How's yours?
Hey, it's awesome, man. It's just beautiful up here on the coast. We're having such a great time. It's dynamite. If you haven't heard of Mr. Will Hart, he is my metal expert. He helps me. He helps my clients with metal. And we know that metal, when the dollar goes, dollar goes north, we want to go south?
Well, when the dollar goes south, metals typically go north. When the stock market goes south, metals typically go north. So we're seeing a lot of that.
Okay, that's what it is. So let me ask you a question, because I get this from time to time. People say, well, my broker just sold me some gold. I said, you mean your financial planner, your stockbroker? He said, yeah. I said, it's paper. And he said, well, what's the difference? Explain to our clients and our listeners out there, out in radio land, what's the difference between paper gold and physical gold?
Absolutely. So paper gold, again, is known as an ETF, as an example, or if you're going to buy mining stock or GLD, SLV, and so forth, basically that's typically a leveraged account. So in other words, you don't actually own any real gold. There's nothing in your hand. If the market if gold goes good, well, your paper metals go good. The only problem is if the market takes a tumble, in other words, if the market falls apart and the principals, the ones that actually control the physical gold in that safe that your piece of paper is leveraged against, well, if the principals reach in and grab their $1 million of gold, which again, typically the ratio is $1 million of gold will equal maybe $400-500 million worth of paper gold. Problem is if the $1 million is gone in gold, well, you're left with a piece of paper that's leveraged against nothing. So we're getting a lot of people, Ron, as you know, that are wanting the real McCoy. They want that for their portfolio, just like you did.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want something fake versus getting the real stuff. But here's something I always wondered. You're buying physical gold and silver for your portfolio. What are the options that you have to do with those? Where do the metals get stored?
Okay. It's actually a really good question, and that's probably the number one question we get. So you can purchase metals with liquid dollars, money that you've got sitting in an account or under your mattress, and you want to convert that into physical bars and coins, gold, silver, et cetera. We can do that. If you've got a retirement account and you want to do a tax-deferred, penalty-free rollover, we can do that. We'll actually put physical gold inside your retirement account, which can be stored, private storage, where you have it in your safety deposit box, your gun safe, or which still is maintained inside your IRA, or at a depository. And so we have all the options. If an individual wants gold, whether cash or IRA, we can help them out.
Yeah, and I'm glad you helped me out, because I got some in my IRA, and I think it's important. I think people need to take a look at this. You've helped a lot of my clients. They're very happy on having some of this stuff. And if you want some of this to safety for your dollars, give me a call, 660-1313. I'll put you in touch with Mr. Will Hart, and he will help you. Buddy, have a good rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
Take care, bye.
All right, there goes Will Hart. All right, how do we get in touch
with you? Hey, 660-1313. Everybody have a blessed weekend. And please remember, Memorial Day is not just another day to barbecue. Please, please take a time out to our men and women that served in the armed forces.
Display that American flag.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.